Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with us. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. My next guest joined the Pacific Legal Foundation in 2019. He's based in Colorado. He litigates all across the country on behalf of individuals and organizations to advance the principles of individual freedom, separation of powers, and the rule of law. It's my pleasure to welcome to the program Glenn Roper. Glenn, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Well, thank you, Pastor Greg. Great to be with you.
Thank you. I was telling Glenn, I used to go years and years, many years ago, about 25 years ago to Sacramento, and Brad Dawkins, who's the founder of Pacific Legal Foundation, was there along with others, and we would go and knock on the doors of legislators and we're working even that far ago to try to save California from the clutches of people like Gavin Newsom and hopefully he'll be recalled. Anyway, that's not our topic today. Our topic today, though, ties to that, Glenn, relative to these draconian efforts by the federal government and government in general to mandate vaccines and mandate mask wearing. It's really a direct affront to individual freedoms.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we've seen way too much during this pandemic of kind of heavy-handed authoritarian government intervention in our lives. I think early on, you know, I'm sure your listeners will all remember those first few weeks and months of the pandemic. Nobody really knew what was going on. It was a scary time. I think at those times, we were willing to give government leaders a little bit more flexibility. You know, we understood that this was a time of uncertainty, and you know, we tend to be rational, reasonable people. We're now more than a year, 18 months into the pandemic, and there's you know, we've got to get back to normal standards of constitutional interpretation and normal ways of living our lives.
Well, I mean, Illinois just passed basically what boils down to vaccine mandates because they are now requiring that businesses have this technology so that there's a confirmation as to whether or not you've been vaccinated, and you're supposed to present your vaccine card in order to get admittance. We look at what New York did. New York said that if you haven't been vaccinated, you can't go to a restaurant or an indoor gym. All across our country, we're watching this kind of thing. And I know we talk about following the science, but there are a lot of doctors that are out there right now that are saying, look, there's science that suggests that what we're doing has very negative effects, and there is certainly enough evidence out there that I think we as citizens should have the right to be able to process and look at these evidences and then make a decision based on what we believe is in our best interest.
Yeah, we are hearing that call, follow the science. And, when we hear that coming from our government leaders, that should get our antenna up, our red flags up, because a couple of things. One, of course, science changes and hopefully grows and learns. We're learning now that they're saying that vaccine booster shots are going to be needed. Earlier they were saying just the one or two shots would be sufficient. So there's obviously changes there. But more fundamentally, as a constitutional lawyer, what I'm concerned about is that science, as a methodology, can't tell us who should be making these decisions. It can't say, the schools need to be closed. Science can't make that decision. We expect our politicians to be making these policy trade-off decisions, and as much as possible to be leaving freedom for the individuals and families and parents to be making those decisions for ourselves. So this call of follow the science, more often than not, is used as an excuse for avoiding accountability for decisions and as a way to shut down opposition or people who have a different policy view.
Well, and the definition for science is the observation, identification, description, experimental investigation, and theoretical explanation of phenomena.
I'm a big fan of science. I'm a big believer in science, but I'm also a big believer in freedom. And we're very fortunate to enjoy many blessings in this country because of scientific advances. But science can't trump our constitutional rights, can't trump the ability of us to have the freedom to live and govern our lives as necessary. So I think government plays an important role in informing us about the science and in not shutting down inquiry and questioning, being transparent about what we know and what we don't know, what uncertainties there are. But science itself can't make these decisions. And as much as possible, government should be letting the citizens make our decisions.
You know, last night, Glenn, I was watching, and I'm boycotting the NFL because of all the nonsense and basketball and MLB. But I've been watching the old, games. So last night I was watching the Colts and the Cowboys Super Bowl V. I was a kid back then, by the way. I actually watched it live when it happened. But January 1971, and Kurt Gowdy comes on, and he says, we are doing a Super Bowl fund to raise money to discover the cure for cancer in honor of Vince Lombardi and Brian Piccolo, who had just recently died of cancer. And his statement was, scientists tell us we're on the brink of the discovery of the cure for cancer. This is 50 years ago. 50 years ago.
I think at least one thing that tells us is that we should have a fair amount of humility in understanding what we know and what we don't know and where science is going to take us. I think that's a great example. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, and when we hear people, mainly politicians or you know, spokespeople, giving these firm, definitive, we know this for sure, we have to do this kinds of statements, that frankly, that's what's anti-scientific. Science itself involves questioning, reevaluating, learning, testing, and so
experimentation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we shouldn't be the experiment, by the way. I mean, that's part of the argument here. Human beings, you know, there are people who sign up and get paid if they want to be a part of a certain scientific experimentation. But they're given all the information and all the facts, and they voluntarily sign up. That's the informed consent piece that's a part of this, that Tom Renz is filing lawsuits against CDC and HHS because informed consent doesn't give people all of the information. And a lot of times that informed consent is actually not even being presented. And I'm sure that that is a major issue for you as you talk about, again, individual freedoms and the constitutionality. Informed consent is something that people should be given, and yet the information is consistently suppressed.
Yeah, you know, a great example of that, and one of the things that makes it a challenge to trust the information we're getting, early on, you'll recall with the issue about masks. We had individuals representing, you know, the government, the Surgeon General, Dr. Fauci, coming out and saying, don't buy masks, don't use masks. They're not going to be effective in this situation. Well, then it turns out that really what they were doing was trying to preserve the masks for medical personnel. So at the very least, misleading, if not outright lying to the public about what they knew and didn't know about masks, supposedly for the greater good. But when you have our government leaders who are openly misleading us, it makes it very hard to trust anything that they say in the coming months. And I think they shot their credibility in the foot early on with those kinds of decisions. And that's, you know, that's about as unscientific as you can get, is to lie to the populace because you think that, you know, they're not intelligent or wise enough to preserve masks for use by medical professionals.
Well, and then there's been experiments that have been done that indicate what the masks will and won't do relative to your defense. I mean, you know, growing up, there were two things. Number one, if a kid in my neighborhood got a particular illness, measles, what have you, generally speaking, we all went to their house. I mean, that was the inoculation. You went to their house, you got it, you came home. I asked my mom, because I was a child during the big Hong Kong flu epidemic that took place in the late 1960s. And I asked my mom, I said, hey, so do you remember this? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, what do you remember about it? And she said, you didn't get it. And after we kind of chuckled about that for a minute, then she said, you know, because she was working in a pediatrician's office when that happened. I said, well, did you guys wear masks? No. She said some patients got it, some people didn't get it, and we treated the flu symptoms, and we moved on. Woodstock happened that summer, and they didn't stop anybody from attending that concert. So there's, like you said, there's been so much disinformation that has been put out, And Mr. Fauci has been caught in several different instances of disseminating information and then saying something different behind closed doors, or flat out contradicting himself in a statement, oh, I don't know, a month or two later. These are very disconcerting things for people, I think, and they won't allow individuals to talk about natural means to build your immune system. I have a friend of mine, a doctor, who the FTC came after him because he was encouraging people to build their immune systems through the taking of things like vitamin D and things of that nature. Again, these are serious individual freedom issues as well, aren't they?
For sure. And you know, at this point in the pandemic, every adult either has had the vaccine or has had the opportunity to get the vaccine if they choose to do so. At that point, there really isn't a need for more heavy-handed government intervention. And I'll tell you what, the one concern that I have is the incentive that government is giving people. You know, when you say to those people who are, maybe they're on the fence, you know, they're considering the vaccine, they're not sure. When you say to those people, get the vaccine and nothing will change, you still have to wear masks, you still have these restrictions in place, that's going to be much less incentive for them to do what appears to be the major way of combating the virus, which is getting herd immunity through vaccination or natural immunity. Mm-hmm. When you tell those people nothing, you know, you're not going to go back to normal life, well, that takes away a lot of incentive for them to go and get the very thing that you're trying to encourage.
Well, and you know, Washington Post just came out yesterday, and in their article, you know, they identify and say that basically the CDC is not being honest with the general public. They're not giving people all of the information and all the information correctly, and that should be something that, you know, we should certainly be concerned about.
Yeah, and I haven't read the article, and I don't know, you know, I'm not a doctor or a scientist. I don't know if they're giving us correct information or not, but I know their approach has raised enough questions that, unfortunately, it's hard to trust them.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, they write here, they almost certainly overstated vaccine effectiveness against the Delta variant since the time period included several months when most Americans were unvaccinated and before Delta had taken hold in the United States. Talking about their talking points about the numbers of people who got sick and that a high percentage of them were individuals that didn't get vaccinated, except that the time frame that they took their sampling from, during that time frame, most people hadn't been vaccinated. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is Glenn Roper. You can find the Pacific Justice Foundation. Glenn, give us, here we go, Pacific Legal Foundation at pacificlegal.org, pacificlegal.org. And you can read about their property rights battles, free speech, economic liberty, equality before the law, separation of powers. Glenn, you know, we were talking in the break. I think you made a point that is important for our listeners to hear about the process by which this is now being delivered to the public, and there's been some steps that have been missed. Talk about that, if you would, please.
Sure. You know, I think we're used to vaccine mandates for all sorts of things. You know, we talked about how in to attend public schools, there are these vaccination requirements. Of course, we have some exceptions to that, you know, religious or other kinds of health exceptions that people can opt out of. But all of those vaccines have been thoroughly and fully approved, unlike the COVID vaccines, which all of, I think it's important to keep in mind, they're all still under this emergency use authorization. They have not yet received full FDA approval. Now, the expectation is that they will receive those at some point. But it's a different, just legally, it's a different setting to be imposing vaccine mandates for a fully approved and vetted vaccine versus one that is still in emergency authorization. So I think here, rather than imposing mandates, if the government would like to encourage vaccines, they should be encouraging vaccines and providing information about them, and not at this stage imposing these kind of top-down mandates.
Well, and there are places where the vaccines, as I understand it, the manufacturers of the vaccines have no liability. So if you do have an adverse reaction, there's no recourse.
Yeah, and you know,
and why would you do that? Why would you indemnify? Why would there be a need to indemnify the manufacturer of the vaccine, right? I mean, logically, I'm just thinking out loud, but why indemnify them and make it so that they, you know, they don't have to own any of the issues that arise?
I'm sure the thought was there to incentivize quick production and get them to work on it. And I should say, you know, I am very much in favor of these vaccines. I've been vaccinated. I'm encouraging my family members to get vaccinated. My concern, when you step back, is a legal one, mm-hmm. as to whether the government is properly respecting the separation of powers and the individual rights that we all have as Americans.
And, you know, I'm coming from the other side of this. I had COVID. I went through it. Had a case of double pneumonia and coughing up blood to go with it. And I used natural means and general antibiotics that my doctor prescribed to come through it. And I have all kinds of additional morbidity. So, again, and I respect what you're saying, Glenn, and you're right to go and make that decision and encourage others to do it. And I think that's what America is, and that's what we're talking about, is the individual right and liberty to be able to share all the facts and then make an educated decision. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio tomorrow. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.